Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Do you find yourself dealing with stress during the holidays? If so, you're not alone. This can take a major toll on your body, including your digestive tract. Joining us today are the co-authors of The Secret to Skinny. They've been all over the media sharing fantastic tips on diet and nutrition. The Huffington Post named them one of the top nutrition experts to follow on Twitter. Here to share with us how to calm that holiday stress naturally, welcome back to the show, Lisi Lakatos and Tammy Lakatos-Shames, the nutrition twins. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having us.
That's great. You know, I'll tell you, out of all the experts we've had on the show, I must say, you always give us double the value and twice the information than anyone else we've ever had. Of course, you're the only identical twins we've ever had on the show.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet of you.
Now, Lisi, let's start with you. For many of our listeners, stress goes hand in hand with holidays. Share with us, though, how can stress affect the digestive tract?
Well, first, you know, when you're stressed, people really tend to overeat when they're stressed. Most people really do. For some people, it shuts them down and they rest, but most people really do tend to do a lot of stress eating. And we're in the holiday time, we're around all of this food that's right. Not so healthy, of course, and we're tempted and we might give in. And then, so during this time when we're stressed, our body is, you know, its digestion is affected. Every process in the body is affected when we're stressed. And anxiety releases a lot of hormones that affect our digestive tract, that cause tightening in the stomach. And then we go to eat all these foods, and it's holiday time, and we're eating right. foods that are not necessarily high in fiber, the more foods that are high in fat, which take a long time to digest. And when your stomach is already irritated and you put these high-fat foods in, it really can cause a lot of stomach discomfort. And if people don't notice it from a physical standpoint, they notice it from a standpoint where they can actually see their stomach
right.
Get bigger. But usually they see it from a physical, they feel it. They feel the churning, the uncomfortableness, the bloating. And so that's one of the things that we love, is that if you do overdo it, there are things that you can do to kind of counteract that bloating
right.
and that discomfort in the stomach.
And you mentioned the hormones, and Tammy, expound a little bit on that. There's adrenaline, cortisol. Of course, that leads to belly fat, heart, even studies show liver disease. Obviously, people can't hide from stress, but what advice can you give to help them deal with their stress better and keep those hormones in check? Is there anything people say, I know it does it, but what do I do? What's a secret?
Right. Well, there are so many secrets, and the first one is exercise, because what that's going to do is release body feel-good chemicals, the endorphins,
right.
which automatically lower stress. But then, by eating a healthy diet and eating wholesome foods, you can actually, not only will you feel better because you know you're doing your body good, but
right.
physically, that's going to help your body as well, because when you eat healthy foods loaded with fiber and potassium, you're going to push those toxins in your body out of the system. It's going to make you feel better. And also, when you're not eating the processed foods and the sugary foods, you're not going to be putting your body into that inflammatory state that you often do when you're eating, or that you always do when you're eating the processed foods. But eating the fruits
right.
and the vegetables and the powerful antioxidants, you're going to do just the opposite.
So a good analogy would be, you can't keep your car from running fast on the racetrack, but you can work on the better oil, the better tires, the better gasoline to use while it's in motion. And that's kind of what you're saying, is you can't stop stress, but at least you can put the good things in our body to help us deal with it better.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
I love the way you put it. But, you know, for those people out there who, you know, thinking, well, what does this mean? Really, just try to put it into simple terms. Say for breakfast, instead of having that bagel, which is, you know, too big and it's white flour and processed with
right.
the cream cheese, which is fatty, instead go for that egg white omelet, or even that egg omelet with the veggies, the veggie omelet with the spinach and the mushrooms and the tomatoes, which contain the fiber and the potassium, which will push those toxins out of your body. They're going to keep you lean. The protein is going to keep you satisfied. And then maybe have a slice of whole wheat toast, which isn't processed with it. And there you've got yourself a really good breakfast and an easy swap to make. You
right.
could even
it
go for the hard-boiled egg. Yeah, you could go for the hard, you know, if you don't have time to make the veggie omelet, go for the hard-boiled egg with a piece of fruit, you know,
right.
and a piece of toast or something.
That's good advice for day-to-day, but what about December? It's such a fattening month of the year with all these fattening desserts and overindulging and, you know, drinking. Is there any appetite sneaky tricks that we can do to keep our stomach from eating all this?
I will tell you the one thing, well, actually, there are several things. One thing that we always recommend is that before you go to any of these holiday events, most people make the mistake of saying, you know, I know I'm going to overdo it there, so I'm not going to really eat much before I go.
Right.
We think the opposite way. We think, okay, before we go, we're going to fill up mainly on, hopefully, like, vegetable crudité. Like, even if you can take baby carrots to the office and have a cup of tea with it, or even now they have this steam-fresh vegetable bags. You can just microwave them in the and you know, have them in the office. But if you can have that before you go to the party, right there, you're already starting off with the potassium, which is going to balance out the sodium, so it's going to help flush some of that salt out that you're getting. You're going to have that fiber, so it's going to help keep that stuff moving out of your colon. But most importantly, it's going to take that edge off hunger. So when you get there, it's going to be a lot easier for you to be rational about what you're going to eat. Because let's face it, if you're hungry, it's impossible to turn down all those goodies. But if you're not so hungry, you can be a lot more rational. And you can say, well, I might not go for everything that's tempting me. So that's starters. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What about I drink a big glass of water before, and it seems to decrease my appetite, makes my stomach think that it's full, and then I go, and I'll be subjected to all these parties, and I'm not as hungry. What do you think about that?
I love it. You're a rock star. That's perfect. And we usually say hot tea, but water is just as good. We say hot tea because for a lot of people, they're usually anxious before a lot of parties, and it slows them down, and it kind of takes that edge off. And there's an amino acid in tea called theanine that causes a calmness that's also an alertness, and that sometimes helps to take the edge off and prevent some of the cravings and make
that's a good advice.
The water, you know what, if you can't get the tea or you don't like tea, the water is actually a fantastic thing to do, or seltzer is a very good way to fill your stomach and take the edge off.
Right. A big factor I hear when I'm talking to people about losing weight is the big weakness they have is at night. They're slowed down, they're in front of a TV, and they want to nosh. What should people reach for during that dangerous time of the day?
You are right. That time is so dangerous. And one of the things that we always recommend is first, you know, if you're in front of the TV and that's that time, you really want to have a controlled portion of whatever you're having. Now, if you're truly hungry at that time, most people are not. But if you're truly hungry, then you'll go for a meal. But if you're not, keep something like this. That's a time when people do tend to want a treat. So if you can have a popcorn, air pop popcorn is, you get 3 whole cups for 100 calories and then put some cinnamon on it. That's a good snack. It's a whole grain. Always, you know, there's a lot of portion controlled treats that work for some people. For instance, you know, like a portion controlled, like frozen yogurt bar or a fudge bar or a low cal hot chocolate. But depending on the person, some people might just prefer to have, like, a small piece of chocolate. It's really hard if you're going for something like a chip and going and having a whole bag in front of you. You really need, if chips are your thing, then you need to really set a small portion on a plate, a serving.
But there's some people that can't watch TV unless they're eating something. It's amazing. They can't. If a movie's on, they have to have something that they're constantly putting in their mouth. And in 5-10 minutes, usually things are gone, so they have to reach for other things. I just grab a big stick of celery, and I pull the strands real slow, and I just chew on them because I'm that
same
way.
You're so good. That's awesome. See, we try to do that, those kind of things, too. And sometimes when I tell my client that kind of thing, they roll their eyes. So we try to sometimes, for the people that aren't going to do that, we say, well, you know, after you've had your treat and you still want to do that, try doing something like chewing sugar-free gum, because that's at least going to distract your taste buds. It might give you a little bit of that sweet satisfaction of something that you're looking for. If you're really motivated, I think, like you are, which is fantastic, then you're going to do the celery strings, and we try to do that too. And I got to admit, most of the time it does work, but there's many times when it doesn't.
And that is such great information. It's always a double pleasure having you both on the show. To learn more about the Nutrition Twins and their book, Secret to Skinny, go to nutritiontwins.com or follow them on Twitter at Nutrition Twins. So you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at To Your Good Health Radio. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.